Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and you are now in tune. I have a special. Not only just one. So I shouldn't say I have. I should say there are two special women that's going to be on the show with me tonight. And the first one's going to be Miss Natasha. And then we're going to be talking to Miss Tamara Bubble. So I'm excited about it all. But before we go on, I just want to introduce to you guys your host of today, which is not Miss P, Miss P's co-hosting. It's Miss Natasha. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So, Natasha, Miss Natasha, I should say, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, let's see. I am a mother, first of all, and I am also an Emerging Plus model. So, I'm here working hard, doing my thing, trying to blow up, and do my thing, basically. I also write. I enjoy writing poetry and whatnot, and a lot of times I'll be on Twitter doing my poetry and whatnot as well. I'm also a motivator, encourager. I'm all about women's empowerment in a positive way, you know, using our skills, our brains, you know, our intellect, as opposed to approaching things, you know, in a seductive type of way. You know, I try to encourage women to use God-given gifts and whatnot just to kind of lift each other up, all about the positiveness.
Absolutely, and I'm all for that. And if you guys do not know that Miss Natasha is not only, she says she's a plus-size model. She is, and she's stunning, okay? And when I say plus-size doesn't have to necessarily be the type of woman that's very, 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 you know, voluptuous. She's very stunning. You guys have to follow her at what, Natasha?
At Natasha Finley on Twitter.
Yes, and trust me, okay, get an eyeball full of that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
So I'm definitely excited for you to be on the show today. And if there's anyone that's tuned in that has any connections as far as like magazines, you know, any more co-hosting things that they have coming up or just any kind of motivational, you know, speakers that they want to have in tune with them, then definitely look up Natasha, Miss Natasha, and, you know, let her know how you feel about it. And then she can take it from there. So I'm definitely all for Miss Natasha, and you guys will too, after you see how awesome she is during the course of our interview with Miss Tamara Bubble. But before we bring Miss Tamara Bubble on, I just want to get you guys in tune to her music so you guys can see what we're working with here tonight. We have a little feisty one. And can I just say that, you know, Tamara, I put her picture up on my Facebook wall, Miss Natasha, and, you know, I've known that she was going to be on for a couple of weeks now. And can I say that her pictures were just getting all kind of likes, you know, her little sexy pose,
oh,
a little spicy
were.
Spice.
Yes.
I was just like, dang, you know, here it is. I put up my picture thinking I'm sexy. I get like one or two likes. I put up Tamara, and it just went off on there, you know. So, So it's definitely all love, Miss Bubble, and I was definitely feeling that. And with some amazing comments under those pictures, a lot of them I can't read on air, but it was definitely a lot of good comments. And it's always good to, you know, be able to express that, you know, sexuality in pictures in a tasteful way. So you go, girl.
Right.
So without further ado, we're going to play her song, and then she'll be calling in, and we'll be getting in tune with her. And again, guys, keep in mind, if you want to call in and talk to her, then dial in at 818-495-6975, and Miss Natasha and myself will be here to gain on you guys as well. So we look forward to talking to you shortly. Here we go with Get Loud by Tamara Bubble.
This is your girl Hunter. Make sure you follow me at Hunter the One. You're listening to Miss P on the In Tune Show. Get in tune.
Yeah, Miss Natasha. So that was Get Loud by Tamara Bubble. Yeah,
Mary,
Get Loud. You know, you have to get loud sometimes, and, you know, I love that. And in my mind, when I hear get loud, it's like, hey, self-expression, just let it out. Let it be what it's going to be.
Right, right. And it can be done in so many ways. It doesn't have
yeah.
to be done vocally. It can be in our style, the way we carry ourselves, you know, the words we speak, our smile. So I'm feeling it.
Yeah, definitely. So just a little bit about Tamara Bubble before we have her on. Hailing from Brooklyn, New York, Tamara Bubble is an all-original, multi-genre songstress. She raps, she sings, and, you know, she blends it with pop, jazz, soul, dance, R&B, hip-hop, all that, just to say a few, in a uniquely raw way. She's just out there doing her thing, and she's steadily performing as a solo act, average over 90-plus gigs a year. And it's such a fast pace. So basically, she's just doing the damn thing, in other words, and we're proud of her. Her CD that she has out is called Unleashed, and it's going to be released in August of this year. So I'm excited about it, Natasha, Miss Natasha. And I'm just like, when she gets on, she has to know that she has to send us both autographed copies of her CD. So we'll be letting her know that pretty soon. We'll be letting her know all of that. Exactly. So I'm excited about it. And, you know, her touring, her audience, everything that she's doing, is she's just blowing them away, and we're proud of her as a woman, to say the least, that, you know, I'm proud of any woman out there that's doing a thing, big or small, whether you just home sewing and taking care of your kids from home. I'm definitely proud of the women out there doing a damn thing. So I'm thinking that this is her on the line, so I'm just going to, you know, we're going to check it out, and if so, I'm going to let you take it over, Miss Natasha, from here. So, Miss Bubble, is this you?
Yes. Bubble on.
Hey, Bubble.
What up, Natasha?
Hi. I'm loving the energy.
Yeah. Always. Gotta keep things bubbly. We're going to have some fun tonight, ladies.
I know,
let's
that's right, because you already said, let's get loud. And, I mean, like, really, I was half asleep leaving, you know, one job to go to the next, but it definitely, you know, woke me up. So I'm definitely feeling get loud. So, as you know, or maybe not know, Miss Natasha is going to be hosting, and I'm just going to be the co-host today. You know, she earned this opportunity to be on the show to talk to Miss Bubble. So I'm going to let her just take over right now and start her line of questions, if that's cool with you, Miss Bubble.
I'm with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just going to do this together. But, yeah, I'm definitely feeling your style. I listened to a few of your songs today, and I got to say this, like, two compliments I got to give you already. Like, on your webpage, you got this picture where you got that guitar. But, girl, your toe polish is, like, the truth. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm loving the toe polish. Like, so cute. Got to compliment that. I love, like, the comedy in your performance as well. Like, it's just so crazy, and I like add something extra to what you do. So I just kind of want to know, like, is that your personality, or is that just something that you do, you know, just to add more flair to your work?
It's definitely the personality. The Bubble is kind of given to me as physical name, but it's also personality wise. Like, everybody around me is always having a good time and laughing. And a lot of people think I'm a comedian, but I'm not. We just gonna have fun. Like, I'm never gonna be on the set like, oh, because that makes the time go by slow. If you have fun, you joke around and enjoy it. You don't even feel like you're working. So, I'm
right.
If you're around me, you're gonna have a good time. Unless somebody, you know, irk my nerves, then you're gonna see a whole other side. Brooklyn gonna come back out.
Exactly.
You're gonna be the fish bubble then. But yeah.
Right.
So, for the most part, we keep it happy over here.
That's cool. I love it. How long have you been singing?
I have been singing since I was pretty much old enough to talk. I grew up singing in church, so a lot of my songs is gonna have that soulful, you know, background, that root. Gospel. I grew up singing on the choir. So the harmonies and everything, you hear a lot of that in my music too. But I've been singing since I was, you know, as soon as I could learn the words in church, they let me sing. And then, you know, when I got good knowing key, they gave me the mic and let me do my little solo.
I can definitely tell you can sing in the soul, your music and everything. So like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's definitely versatility, because it's funny, like, I can do, and it's the thing I like about my artistry is that I can play one song for an executive, we're in a meeting or whatever, and they say, okay, you sound like this, and I'll play another song, and it's like, is that the same person? And I'll play another song, and they're like, that's still you. So at one point, you know, I can have that soul, and that's just what naturally comes out of me. And then at the same point, just different influences can make a song. I can really sound completely like a completely different person. So,
of course. So, what have you just, you know, you said that you've been doing it since you was little, you know, and that's all good. But when did you finally come to that realization that this is something that you really wanted to immerse to?
It was like 2 years ago. I had met up with a producer out of Queens. He had produced records for major labels, and he wanted some reference vocals for some tracks that he was going to submit to Jasmine Sullivan at the time. I love her, by the way.
She's awesome.
So I sung for him, and he was like, oh, you can sing, you got pipes or whatever. He was like, you know, do you song write? And I said, I do now. And I had never written a song in my life. I went home the next day, and I wrote like 10 songs in 2 hours. And
wow.
I liked the melodies and stuff so much that I didn't want anybody to sing them. I wanted to sing it. So I took it from there because I'd always been performing, you know, not performing so much in church, but I was never, like, afraid of people. So the stage side of it was never an issue for me. But I realized I wanted to do music when I started to write my own.
Right. And that's awesome. I mean, 10 songs, I can't even write, like, a paragraph sometimes in a day. It takes me forever to even get my thoughts together because I'm just crazy like that. But I'm definitely admiring the fact that, you know, that one thing initiated you to know, like, hey, I'm a writer also.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Just him saying that. So that's awesome that you was able to just, like, dive in and pull that up and come up with 10 songs. Because, like I said, I can't even do a paragraph without it being an issue. You know, so I definitely. So what
well,
about
I'm
your
not...
family? I'm
Go
sorry?
Ahead, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think the writing thing, I had it in me, I guess, just waiting for somebody to push me into it. Because songwriting, the songs come to me. Like, I was driving today. And I see this guy next to me on the highway, he's falling asleep. He's like, you see him dozing. He can't hold his head up. But he's still driving. And, like, the whole hook came in my head. I'm not going to sing it for you right now because I got to write that and copyright it and all that stuff.
Right.
But songs literally just come to me, like, on the spot. Any little thing that happened or that I experienced or that I feel, I just write it and I have to get it down. Or sometimes I have to sing it so I don't forget the words. Until I can get a chance to record it. So, like, the writing process for me is really not difficult because, oh, just life. So much happens in a person's life. You always have something to write about, you know?
Definitely. So what about your family? Are they, like, very encouraging, you know, for you to immerse into your music career wholeheartedly? Because some family members, you know, some family per se, they just be like, hey, get a real job. You know how it is to be a creative person and people are just like, hey, you can't be a singer. You can't be this, you know, be talking about you going in a band, you know, get a job, you know, do this, do that. So are your family supportive of your choices?
They are very supportive, but at the same time, you know, they're rational thinkers. So when I first quit my job, I did accounting, which is completely different from music and entertainment, but it was easy for me, like numbers, the business. That's why this really works for me, because the business side of the industry, I got that too. Like, a lot of people think, okay, you got the talent, whatever, you know, you got to have the business side too, and I'm really ready on both fronts. So when I quit, they thought I was, you know, my mother actually, she told me, she came to New York to come see me. She said she thought I was on drugs. And she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. but you know what? It's so funny. I sat down as if she was like one of my first investors. I had my investor meeting type thing with her. And I was explaining to her how I'm going to make it work, how I'm going to do this, what I'm going to do. And she was very supportive and more supportive than I thought she would be, because my mother is actually a preacher. I'm a preacher's kid. So, you know, when you're saying that you're going to step out into that industry and you're not doing gospel or something per se, you would think that, you know, most people would kind of shun you or, you know, pass judgment or whatever. But it was nothing like that. She supports my career. Of course, you know, she don't want me to do nothing crazy. And I have my training and background and everything, you know, my little morals and everything I grew up with. So I'm going to not try to disappoint her or anything. But at the same time, she knows that I'm an adult and I'm going to make my decisions. And I respect that. So here
yes,
we go. Bubble on deck.
Yes, definitely. Bubble on deck. Miss Natasha, you want to go ahead and jump right in? Miss Natasha, are you there? Okay. I don't know what's happening. But, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to, if you hear me, Miss Natasha, just give us a call back so we can get you back on the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so definitely. So what do you think, in your opinion, as far as music is concerned? Because I see that you have a variation of different genres that you put together to come up with your sound, which makes it unique. So what do you think music is enjoyed more, for the beat or for the words, in your opinion?
Oh, man. I think it's enjoyed more for the realness. And I say that because I scat a lot. And I first started scatting when I would listen to Ella Fitzgerald on YouTube for hours. Like, her voice is amazing. She would go from song to song to song with just her voice, not saying any words. She was just scatting. At first, I used to think it was the lyrics. Like, that's what people live by. But when I heard, like, how powerful her music was with just the scatting, I realized that it's just about being real in your music, whether it's the lyrics, whether it's the feeling in the production. Like, you just have to be able to deliver that song. I think it's really important that you're in the right mindset when you're recording in the studio, because, like, if you have a sexy song and you're not feeling sexy, it's going to come out corny. You're going to come out like a bore, you know what I mean? If your song is sexy, you got to feel it, and you got to make that song freaking sexy, you know? So I think it's just about the feeling and emotion of the song, more so than the lyrics.
Absolutely. So, Miss Natasha, we lost you, and I'm sorry about that, honey bunny, but I'm going to let you take back over.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm going to let you take back over. So go ahead.
Thank you.
You're
welcome,
baby.
I was over here like, hey. Yeah, but I was going to say, I know I'm going back, but I admire how, you know, when you were presented with the challenge, I guess you could say, to songwriting, if you had never done that before, I like the fact that, you know, you didn't say that you couldn't do it, but you just went ahead and attacked it. And I just think that's important for women, you know, to kind of tap into their inner self and their inner strength and realize how much they were capable of doing. But definitely shows, you know, strong attributes in you and whatnot. And even, you know, your ability to operate as a business, you know, I think that people may not realize how important that is, you know, but it's very important, you know, whether it's, you know, we're working at home as mothers, you know, our home is a business as well, or, you know, whether we're pursuing our dreams like you're doing, that's a business. And I think it probably protects you when people try to come at you wrong. Would you say so? Because, you know what you're talking about and what you're dealing with and whatnot.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I mean, that knowing the business and learning the business is still two different things, because, you know, you come in thinking you know the business side of things, but then you have to learn the people, too. You have to be able to read people. And I actually have a song
right.
called Stupid Mother, and it's just about me saying that, hey, I know what kind of game you're running. Hold up, and why don't you go check my website and listen to my music before you say you're going to sign me? So it's that,
right.
it's that kind of thing. And that is really just experience-based. And people always say, like, do you have any advice for new artists? If you're a new artist or aspiring artist, you just have to be prepared to meet, like, you know, scammers. Meet people that have no good intentions with your talent or your money or anything. It's really just self-pursuit for them. So you're going to find people that, you know, can sell you a record deal up the river or whatever, and they don't deliver on their promotions. They don't deliver on anything, and you're going to find that. So, you know, that's just what that song is about. It's just about being, you know, learning the game, thinking you know the game, and then learning the game. So,
right. Do you ever find – that's, like, good advice, too. Thanks for sharing that. Do you ever find that, you know, it's hard for you to address people? Because you seem like a very strong woman. But are you able to separate, like, the emotional side of things, like if you were doing business with a friend or whatnot? Are you able to, like, separate, okay, you know, this is about, and, like, how would you do that? Or is that even a problem for you?
I try to be a nice person up front. You're going to always get, you know, the real me. And then I think when you rub me the wrong way in terms of business, at the end of the day, this is a business, so I have to be able to disassociate myself from people that are not, you know, looking out for me or not, you know, working with me in my best interest. So it's easy for me to pick up and walk away from a situation that's dead. And when I say dead,
right.
I mean there's no, nothing productive that's going to build out of this. You know, we can keep saying, oh, we cool, oh, yeah, we do this, oh, yeah. You want to drop or whatever, but you're not doing anything. It's like, you know, so it just has to be about decent networking, not just, you know, you're doing something for yourself. Like, that once again piggybacks to, you know, how are you delivering? Like, are we networking or are you just getting what you want out of the situation? So
exactly. You know, it has to be a win-win situation.
Yeah. It's a business and a hustle at the same time. So it's crazy.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
And yeah. So where do you see yourself, like, in the next year or so? Like, what type of plans do you have for your career or whatnot, if you know you're willing to share, if you can share?
Oh, my. Let's see. Well, I'm not even hoping to see myself. I'm hoping for y'all to see me on all the award shows, receiving awards, performing. I'm ready for the lights, camera, the action. You know, showtime. I want that Oscar, that Grammy. I'm going to work hard for it. I'm really not the type of person that just want to get it because I got a buzz. I want to get it because I deserve it. So I'm just going to put
that's
my effort
right
out there. And I want to wait for you guys to see me. That's the plan. Promote instead of hurt. This is going to feel good.
Mm-hmm. I know it will. That'll be like a great accomplishment. And you can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. How do you think you have grown as an artist from the time that you have started now? And although it's not like some that have like an extensive amount of time, but being that I see that you're very intellectual in the sense of, you know, in a business aspect, and just, you know, it just seems like you can just pick up easily what needs to be done versus what not should happen, kind of sort of, so to
yeah
speak. So
yeah,
what do you think your growth potential, what have you grown in so far? Not just as far as like, you know, financially and stuff like that, because come on, you was an accountant. That's no fair.
Right.
You know, you already had the game down packed already, so stop
yeah
it, okay?
Yeah.
Because mind you, I took two accounting classes and failed them both. I just want to put that out there. Yes, I went down
uh-oh
on both accounting classes, one and two. But anywho, moving right along. So what, as an artist, musically, how have you grown?
I think I've definitely grown vocally, and it's funny because I thought I knew it all coming into the game, and I really learned my range as opposed to not so much just harmonies. Like when I was in choirs, I would sing alto, soprano, and everything, but that was just filling and whatnot in church. But I really, as a solo artist, have learned my range vocally. And on my debut album, Unleashed, which is dropping very, very soon, I really play with the songs. There's such a wide range of material there. I sing everything from baritone to soprano, and you'll see that. And it's not like clutter or just singing all over the place. It's really well put together. Just because I play with the melodies, I play with my vocals, just to find out what I'm capable of. In terms of just as an artist, how I've grown, I try to learn from other people's mistakes, to be honest. Like you hear, you see what's in the news, you see what's out there, you see them photos flashing of people, you see them videos out there, people. You want to make sure you ain't got no videos nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a little thing. If you see somebody tripping on stage, you want to make sure you case the stage before you perform. You know, I went to a lot of, like, showcases, and I would watch rapper after rapper after rapper get up there and use the mic and cuff the mic, and then you hear, rrr, 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 son. And it's like, yo, I'm going to go up there, and I'm not going to cuff the mic, and everybody's going to hear me. So
right.
I think I learned by just watching other people, you know, goof up, and I'm going to show them that I was paying attention. So pay attention.
Right. Absolutely. Miss Natasha, you want to take back over? I'll just have a question here and there. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just, you know.
I'm sitting in the background just chilling.
Yeah. So take your show back over, girl.
Yeah, I
take
like
your
that
show back
range
over.
I noticed that, too.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Miss Natasha. It's your show.
I'm sorry. Yeah. In your voice, your vocals and whatnot, and, you know, it kind of puts me in the mind of other singers as well. Like, I was listening to your Fever,
mm-hmm,
and
That was pretty hot. That was pretty hot, and I could hear kind of like some Jill Scott in there or whatnot. But, you know, of course, your sound is unique, but I loved it. It was real cool. So,
thank you.
When you, yeah, and like you say, it doesn't sound cluttered. It sounds really good. It sounds real clean and whatnot. And with that being said, what are like some of your, who are some of your favorite singers, like people that inspire you and whatnot?
Okay. Let's see. Where shall I start? I'll go genre by genre and give you a little breakdown of everybody. I started listening to rap. I used to just listen to the production and like rap songs just for the beat or the rapper. If he looked good, and I probably would listen to the song. But I started to actually pay attention to the lyrics with Biggie. So he's like it for me, like story.
Right. I love Biggie.
So much on any track. He's just super dope. And I'm not just saying that because he's Brooklyn, but he does it for me.
Right.
I like Nas too with rap. With jazz, I love Ella Fitzgerald. I mentioned that earlier that I scat because of her. She's awesome. And I also love Lena Horne with jazz.
Oh, yeah.
I like harmonies to death. I love them to death. So I listen to all of them, like R&B, 90s groups back in the day. I'll be playing a lot of oldies music.
Right.
I love Michael Jackson. He's the king of pop. The Bad album. People be talking about Thriller.
Definitely.
I don't know nothing about no Thriller. All I know about Thriller. Thriller's cute. But Bad was bad for me. Bad was, I was like borderline groupie. For real.
Yeah.
And,
it's acceptable to be a Michael Jackson groupie. Okay.
Yes, I was really borderline. I was like, okay, let go. female, just like entertainers that have inspired me. I would say Queen Latifah. She sings, she raps, she acts, she models, she's cover girl. She's doing it. Lauryn Hill, same thing. Sing, rap, act, and they're good at all of it. It's one thing to do it all, but it's another thing to do it all well. And that's what I'm trying to do, just show people that I'm not just saying I'm a singer and rapper. Oh, yeah, rappers, too. I've got Lil' Kim. She talk nasty, but I like her. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl.
Respect. That's cool. And, you know, just speaking on that, like with Queen Latifah and how she's, you know, she dabbles in everything, do you ever see yourself kind of acting? Because, like, in your videos, I can see the actress in you. But is that something that you would want to get into in the future as well?
Oh, yeah, I do acting. I actually have done 2 independent films that have speaking roles in those, but they're in, like, post-production. So when that comes out, it's an indie release, so it's going to go, you know, straight to DVD. But we're going to promote it. We're gonna get it out there. I love acting, and that's the beauty of being just an overall entertainer, because if you sing and act, you can do a music video and have acting. And you're going to see that actually in 2 music videos that we just recently shot. When those come out, they're more – one of them is actually kind of like a mini movie. So just, you know.
Okay.
We doing it. We does it.
Right. Well, that's hard. So are you a mother too, or are you just
no I'm
children?
I'm not ready for those little things that run around and cry and pee-pee.
Yeah. I feel you.
I'm trying to go on tour, you know. No, but seriously, it is like a business decision to wait on them cheering because, you know, I want to be free.
Right. But no, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
So
I usually find that, you know, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, it's fine. You can say, I was just saying that I'm waiting intentionally and no babies because I got to, you know, I want to be able to get up and go and I have to find a babysitter, so.
Right. And that's good, though. You know, a lot of times people that, you know, don't have children, they want them, or the people that have children, they realize, you know, the benefit of the freedom, as you say. So that's cool, though, you know, and that gives you more time to pursue your goals and whatnot and just focus on you. So I encourage that. You know, I don't encourage anybody to rush into it. You know, just enjoy your life. Find out what you want to be in life and focus on that and spend that time doing that, you know, building up yourself and knowing who you are. So I think that's great. All power to you.
Yeah, and I got a lot of nieces and nephews, so when I be getting them calls, babysitting and stuff, I be dodging them babysitting calls.
I know that's right.
I'm sure everybody enjoys being around you anyway.
Yes.
<She's> yeah. That's too cute. I love it.
Misty, go ahead.
Yes. Oh, no, I'm just listening. I mean, are you know, that's it. I'm just enjoying it, you know, because, you know, it's, for me, this is like how it is for Tamara, you know, like you sing, you perform, you do this all the time. So it's like I do this all the time. So that's the beauty of having awesome people like you on. You know, I may have a question here and there, of course, but for the most part, I'm just trying to, you know, connect with people like yourself, Miss Natasha, who are interested in doing things like this and bringing it to the forefront and being able to talk to creative and talented people like Tamara. You know, it to me is just like a blessing and the opportunity to be able to have you and her on at the same time. You know, it's like girl power. I feel like a Powerpuff Girl right now. Like we could just all get up and just fly across the sky right now. So you're not the only one funny, Tamara. No.
So with that said, I'm so going to go into girl talk. Okay, who styles you in your super hot, sexy clothes? Because you really do bring it.
Wait, I'm sorry, what did you say? Say the question again.
Who styles you, you know, in your super hot, sexy clothes?
Thank you, mommy. Thank you. I don't have to apologize now. That's me, you know. I've been doing this since high school. You now. I have, like, certain rules. I don't know, like, with clothing and stuff. And it's like, if you have on a tight shirt, you can't wear tight pants. Because then if you got little things, like, poking out and stuff, you got to wear stuff that fits you nice. And it's funny because people look at magazines for fashion and stuff. And I just feel like, go in the store and try that stuff on. If it looks good on you, wear it. If it don't, don't wear it. Like, don't get that red lipstick because you saw me wearing it. It might not look right, you know. I just wear stuff that looks good on me, so.
Yeah. It's real creative. It looks nice. It looks nice.
Thank you. That's I will say this. My favorite color is black. So I do wear a lot of black. So I try to brighten it up with, like, colorful nail polish and other colors and makeup and stuff. But I love black. I love me some black.
Right.
Beautiful.
That's cool. So I have to ask this, you know, we were talking about freedom and whatnot. Is Miss Tamara Bubble taken by anybody or is she single?
I am.
Because I know Miss P said you had like about a million likes on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's some men that want to know.
Right, exactly.
Bubble.
Exactly. Good point, Miss Natasha. Good point.
I am taken. But he is very respectful of my groupies, so we are fine with that. I'm in a good relationship, and so things are good, and so that's how we keep it. I think I'm going to be one of them, like, you know, Jay-Z type people that I won't say about the relationship, because once people know about your relationship, then,
right,
you know, want to get in it. So I'm just going to say that I'm taken.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying?
That's it. That's it. That's all you have to say. That answers the question. That's it.
That's good. Keep it private. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So do you dance too?
Not professionally. Not exotically.
Not exotically.
In your videos, like, could you?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm being silly. But I do my little thing in my music videos and stuff. I have a choreographer, so you know, you can see that I can actually learn, you know, the choreography. And you'll see that soon.
Right.
I do my thing in the club. I love dancing, though. I used to, like, just go to clubs just to dance. And not to be danced on. I didn't like feeling like a piece of meat. So I would go there and, you know, with my girls and we do our little thing and I ain't want nobody coming up to none of us. Like, nah, we having our little dance party back up. And so
exactly.
We having a dance off. It's a girls dance off right now.
Right.
And then sometimes it's just so fun to get out with your girls and whatnot. And do you find that you do that a lot, you know, that you get time to hang out with your girlfriends? And if you do, like, what type of stuff do y'all like to get into?
No, I don't have time to do that as much now at all.
Right.
Now I tweet and call and text and try to keep in touch as best as possible. But that is the nature of the business. And it's because
right.
I need to stay focused. I'm very focused, so I will, like, you know, disappear. And I have people hitting me up all the time, like, yo, you don't say nothing no more. You don't say peekaboo. So I try to keep in touch, but I am not, I will be honest, I'm not the best at still remaining to keep in touch. But I just want them to see that I'm working. I want them to see that, oh, this is the result of those phone calls that I missed from you. I was on TV, folks. So, I just want them to know that I'm working and that I do love them and I miss them and I try to get in touch. I'm not perfect. That's all.
And so, but your friends, I know we asked earlier, like, was your family supportive of you and whatnot? So are your friends as well? Like, they, you know, they understand and everything and they have your back and whatnot?
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? Like, I don't have that many close friends. I have a big family, so I was always close to my sisters, and I have, like, a lot of associates, and I think I did that on purpose because I don't want to get too close to anybody and then have to, you know, all the goodbyes and stuff, so I'm really, like, I'm kind of crazy in that aspect, but, you know, they understand because, you know, I try not to get, like, besties and then, you know, feelings are hurt and...
Right. I totally understand that. I totally do. So, like, tell us, like, what a day is like for you since, you know, you're really busy and whatnot. Like, from the morning times, like, do you get up, exercise, read, pray? Like, what type of stuff do you do on a normal day?
Okay, I do not get up and exercise. Let me just say that. I exercise because I have to. And because I, you know, have to keep in shape and whatnot, and I know it's the right thing to do. It's just one of those things, you know. But I usually be at the end of the day, you know, closer to before I got to go to bed. But usually I'm either, like, writing music or getting ready for an interview or either in the studio or going to shoot a music video. Like, I can't even say, like, an ordinary day. The schedule is so crazy. It's not, like, an ordinary day. But I'm usually doing something related to music, whether it be promotions, meetings, planning, strategizing. There's so much to this thing. It's so, you know, it's so funny. Like, a lot of people think it's really just about once you have that song, that's it. But if you make the best song in the world and nobody hears it, you did nothing for yourself. So the first part 1.2A, whatever, is just that song. And then from there, you have to figure out how to get the whole world to hear it. And that takes lots of planning and lots of, you know, sleepless nights and, you know, just strategizing and working and, oh, man. So there's no day that's like yesterday and there will be no day like today. And I just keep it moving. I try to add new people to my life and what's dead weight, I try to drop it. I really do. So.
Right.
So can I ask a question?
No,
yay! So I was just wondering, you know, you seem so laid back and so cool. So how do you manage, or should I say, you know, just to maintain building yourself, your brand, and all your future projects and still have, like, this laid back attitude at the same time? How do you juggle that? That's a big task. You know, you have to be, like, an awesome multitasker, period.
Yes, I'm quite the multitasker. Let's see. When I think there's a time and place for everything, and I guess I know my role, I know where I stand, I know where I want to be. And it's funny because, like, I'm always, like, when people tell me, oh, you did this, I'm always saying, yo, but I need to be here. I want to be doing this. I'm not there yet. So I'm real modest, and I think that keeps me driven, that keeps me humble. Even when people are telling me you're there, you're getting there, this and this and this name know about you, and, oh, this person heard about you too, you just don't know, they're watching, I hear that, I want to make sure that they can't miss me. Not, you know what I'm saying? I want it to be like, oh, you can't miss me because you saw me on that billboard and over there and doing this. So I just try to keep myself productive, and I try to make the best out of any situation. I'm going to always have fun. I'm going to have fun. The other person might not be having fun, but I'm going to have fun. I'm selfish with my fun. We're going to have fun.
I like that. I'm going to steal that quote. I'm selfish with my fun. I love that.
Yeah, that is awesome. I've never heard it before. Trademark it quick. It's been put out there. Trademark it. If I was you, I'll be on that after the show. But as a female artist, how do you see the music industry for you? Do you find it to be like trying? Do you find it to be, you know, overwhelming? What's your thoughts on it? Your journey so far?
I think there's definitely a formula to it. I think you only learn it by going through it and you know, figuring your way out. I think that the industry, I don't know, like, I just feel like for women, sometimes for men too, I shouldn't just say for women. I think for the people on the come up, there's so many opportunities to get, like, just played just because this person has an upper hand, or this person has this link or this network or this. And I think so many people fall victim to, you know, that whole casting couch, that whole this for this and this for this. And I don't like how people do that. You know, my whole thing, when I come into a meeting or whatever, I be on some, like, how much do you charge? Because we ain't going to do that business. Like, I'm really in this for the music. I'm not trying to skirt
right.
my way up. You know what I'm saying? So I know that that road is the road less traveled, especially when people think, oh, this happened in the dark or whatever. Nobody's going to find out about that. I don't even let that opportunity present itself. Oh, that's how you do that? Okay, I'll talk to you later. I'll meet you
exactly.
on the other side. You know, I come up on my own way. So, yeah.
Right. I think that's important, too. And I noticed that in another song that you had on your webpage, and, you know, just kind of touching on that topic about how you're not going to compromise your values just to break through. And I think that's important. That's something that I feel as well. You know, I hold that near and dear to my heart also. So it's good to see that there are other women out there that are, you know, strong and sexy. They have a good mind, independent and whatnot, but they're not just going to compromise themselves just to make it. So that's great. That's, you know, a good role model for us and whatnot.
Right, everybody stood up for that. Like, if everybody, you know, really did it the right way, then it wouldn't exist. Like, but you know, you have people
exactly.
that think, well, they don't have another option, and they make their own decision. So, to each his own. I'm gonna do me.
That's right. You continue to do that too. I had another question. I know Ms. T has stated that, you know, you're getting, like, at least 90 shows a year. Like, how long did it take you to get to that point where, you know, you're getting that exposure like that?
I think that goes back to, like, how I was saying, just when people tell me that I'm here and I'm here, relax, how I'm always still pushing. It doesn't matter, like, the crowd, doesn't matter the audience, who I'm playing for. I like that I can go into a brand new crowd and just wow them off jump. I like that when I present myself and say, oh, I do this music, or I present myself, or my manager, actually, he's you know presenting me and doing a very good job at it. I may say to myself, shout out to Pete Bell. But when he presents me and just tell, and they'd be like, no, we don't take that. We only want jazz music. And he'd be like, oh, well, she do jazz too. And then, you know, so it's like.
Right.
Allows me to entertain a larger crowd. You know, I can say I got this single working over here, but I can also have this single working over here on this radio station. Oh, you don't play that? I got this. You know what I'm saying? So it's just being able to all types of markets and just, you know, do it up.
That's right. Versatile, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in conclusion, is there anything that we should be looking forward to in the future from Miss Tamara Bubble?
Yes, I got like 90 shows coming up tomorrow now.
Tomorrow, all in one night, in 24 hours.
I am on a promo tour. So I'm going to give you some of the upcoming dates. And Okay, and some of the links to my website, which my official website, TamaraBubble.com, TamaraBubble.com. On Facebook and Twitter, Tamara Bubble. Hit me. Instagram, I think it's Tamara Bubble, too, but I don't really be posting them pictures like that. I'll be on Twitter. Anyway, all that stuff. If you Google me, you'll find me. Let's see. August 11th, I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina. They're having 22nd Annual Festival. August 8th, Greensboro, North Carolina. It's a live taping. They have, a TV show down there. So I'm going to be in the South a little bit, actually, because I have a radio promo tour coming up, in the southern, black colleges and universities. So I'm going to hit up all of them HBCUs, and we're going to do it. September 1st, I'll be back in New York for a big fashion photo shoot thingy. And it's funny, they weren't even having music for that event, but, my manager, once again, working at Magic, make them let me perform. So we're going to do
Yay.
It. September 22nd, I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be opening up for the Brat. It's a Southwest
You
music
better
festival.
Shut. What, the Brat who?
The Brat.
You see how I got all groupie mode? I just dropped everything. What?
Yeah.
Really?
That'll
all
be
right. Let me calm it all the way down real quick. All right, I'm sorry, Miss Bubble. I'm sorry.
And let me see. Early October, there's a big, hip-hop festival that we should be in that too, but I'm always just confirming before I start throwing out names and letters and symbols and stuff. I don't want
to
think.
If I come to that, I hope you remember me.
Yes,
Bubble.
I hear you. I'm gonna remember you. I don't forget.
Okay, please do. When I come get my autograph.
I'm not like that. She said she want autograph CDs, so I got you on that. I got you. I do. I really do.
Thank you, boo.
Yeah, definitely want a CD. I just want to put that out there real quick, that I need my CD. I need a sign. I needed to say you love me. No. We love Miss P, definitely. And we love Miss Natasha. Definitely. But I'm excited for you. And there's nothing but, stars shining above your head right now. You're doing your thing. And like Miss Natasha said, I was talking about it earlier, that, I put your Facebook pictures, and then I remember when I asked you for another one, because it was just like, hey, that one has so many damn likes, it was taking over my pictures, and I said, forget her. I'm not going to even talk to her when she comes on the show. It's just going to be a solid interview. No, I'm just kidding.
Aww.
So I asked for another one to put that up there to see how that go, and that one went well as well. So it's like you're a beautiful person,
Thank you.
Not only on the outside, also on the inside,
Right.
And I look forward to everything that you have to offer because, us as ladies, as women, as moms / not Miss Bubble, she's not a mom, but she can kind of correlate to what we're saying because you're an auntie, you're a sister.
Yes.
Women have to stick together. We have to learn how to come together and support one another
deeply,
not just embrace and scratch the surface, but deeply. Deeply.
Yep.
We have to embrace each other. So it's a blessing to have been able to gain some more insight on you. And when you have some more things that you have coming up and upcoming projects, your family, so you're definitely welcome on the show anytime to keep us in tune to
Thank
what's
you.
Happening. Definitely. So
Thank you.
I want you to take the time before I let you go and before me and Ms. Natasha conclude the show to tell everybody once again for all those that, kind of missed it, where can they find you to stay in tune to all your upcoming events, shows, and to follow your tweets?
Okay, cool. Get Loud, the single that you heard earlier. That's my lead single off the album, Unleashed, which is dropping. It was supposed to drop in August, but we pushed it back a little bit more because we want to promo some more. So we're going to keep you waiting. Sorry. It will come this fall, November. My official website is TamaraBubble.com. My Facebook and Twitter is TamaraBubble. Shows that I have coming up. Oh, the ones that I can remember off the top of my head. You have to go to my official website for the rest of them. I'm sorry. August 8th, Greensboro, North Carolina. August 11th, Charleston, South Carolina. September 1st, New York. September 22nd, Atlanta. And then early October is also Atlanta. There's a bunch of shows in between the states, too. I'm going to keep you posted. Two official videos coming this month. Stay tuned. I promise you would love them. And
of course.
Yay.
So, Miss Natasha, is there anything you wanted to add to the flavor before we let Miss Tamara Bubble go?
Just keep doing your thing. You know, you have our support. It was a pleasure talking to you, and
getting to know you more. And again, I'm like, Miss T, not only are you gorgeous on the outside, you're gorgeous on the inside, great personality.
Thank you.
I've learned a lot just listening to you and speaking with you and whatnot, so I thank you for that. It's empowered
thank you.
Me. And aww. We'll see you at the top.
Yeah, and
you.
Also just to let you know, yeah, Tamara, that, you know, Miss Natasha is a model, too, and she's beautiful. So y'all should be following each other on Facebook, because if you ever needed, like, some extra girls in there, like Miss P
yeah.
and Miss Natasha to be in the video, like, sitting at the bar like your girlfriends, like, we best friends,
yes.
like, since we was in the second grade sipping on
right.
something. Like, I'm definitely down for that, and so is Miss Natasha.
That
like, maybe just sit there. I will fly to wherever. Like, yeah, this is what's happening.
That
I'm in Miss Bubbles video. You know
oh,
how people
man.
Be doing the behind the scenes?
That works, and vice versa. If you have, like, you know, shoot or anything, I'm there. You know, I do this.
Yay.
Every day,
this
all
is
day.
What I'm saying.
No.
I love it.
But
I love it. Imagine
cool.
I'd be like this trying to, you know, be like, no, I'm putting my leg in front of her leg. Because, you know, I told you I already got jealous when everybody was liking your pictures on my page. And then I'll be like, no, I know she's a singer and the dancer and the performer and everything, but I want my leg this way, you know, moving your leg and bumping into you, on, you know, on dress rehearsal and stuff, just bumping into you, messing up your makeup, you know, doing stuff like that,
yeah,
jealous girl stuff.
And I'm sure she writes a song about it, too.
Okay, for real. It will be a whole situation. But it's nothing but love.
Right.
Nothing but love. You are a beautiful individual. Keep doing what you're doing and keep us in tune, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thank you, my love. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so Miss Natasha, that was Miss Tamara Bubble, and she's awesome. I like her energy. I really do.
I do, too, from the
and
jump.
I'm, yeah, and for it to have been so late at night, I mean, really? I would have need like, 10 pots of coffee for this whole situation. Like, I almost went there tonight. But she was able to, like, maintain and have, like, this amazing energy about her without the coffee, and that's impressive to me.
Very impressive, and I'm glad you got through it.
Definitely. So I just wanted to put out there, too, Ms. Natasha, before I let you go, that I'm going to connect you to PhoenixStar9 on Twitter, because when we were talking about you modeling, she features models on her website and stuff of that nature. So I'm about to – she put that in the chat room. I'm about to go and connect you guys so y'all can figure some things out. And definitely, again, all you guys, definitely follow Ms. Natasha. She's about to give you all her info again. She has been an amazing host, because I was a co-host. And we look forward to having her back on the show whenever. And it's nothing but love for you too, Natasha. You're an amazing, amazing, strong, beautiful, powerful individual. And that's why I was so excited from the day you called in for Deron, Mr. Jones. To, you know, I was like, you know, immediately I told you, well, girl, I got to have you back on the show. It was
oh
just like
God.
One of those things where you can just feel the energy and you know good people when you come across that. So I'm definitely looking forward to building together, and anywhere and every way that I can stick you into something, I want you to just be like, yay, I'm down. You know, not all the time because I know you have a life, but of course, like anything that you can
thank
do.
You
yes, to help bring this whole thing together. I'm excited about it. So, again,
right.
tell everybody where they can find you. And if you guys are not her friend, get on it. Because, like I said,
right.
gorgeous, gorgeous. Go for it. Tell them.
Thank you. You can hit me up on Twitter, @ Natasha Finley. So I'll be looking out for you. And, Miss P, I appreciate you, girl. And, yes, please bring me back on the show.
You definitely are. I'm definitely going to send you some dates by this weekend. I'll have Candace, which is the assistant of the show, send you some dates, and then you can pick the ones that you want, okay? So we can just put you on the end and promo it and do all the good stuff that we do and make things happen. So thank you so much, Natasha, Miss Natasha, for everything. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Amazing girl right. power. Take care.
Yay. Have a good night. Yeah, guys, so that was so super dope, as I'm hearing from everybody, dope, dope, dope. Now have me saying it, so I just want to thank Tamara Bubble for being amazing and doing the things that she do as a woman of power is really, really stimulating for me, because I love to see women come together and do the damn thing. I just want to give a special shout-out to Natasha Finley for just even, you know, staying in tune with me, because the main reason how she got connected to the interview show anyway was because I had Deron Jones from 112 on the show, and she is his biggest fan, just to put that out there, guys. So it was just so cute and amazing how she just, you know, we resonated with each other, we stayed connected, and we're still connected to this day, even after that interview. So I look forward to everything that she has to offer, and again, for all those who are tuned in and are looking for a model actress and just an all-around awesome individual to come on and co-host your show and do the damn thing, definitely look up Natasha Finley, and it's definitely just how it's spelled. And if you guys need help finding her, then definitely hit me up, and I will let you guys know. Tamara Bubble, you have to get me something with the brat's name on it. That's just the bottom line, and that's all I have to say about that. But anyway, babies, I just want to thank you guys for all those who tuned in. You know, for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. The love runs so deep, there are no words. I will be on tomorrow, and I have a special, special person that I'm going to have on the show tomorrow. And I don't know if I should blow it up. I don't know if I should blow it up because it's a last-minute thing. It really, really is. But I'm going to say this. Willie. That's all I'm going to say. So anybody... Anybody can just throw that in a Google, Willie, and put singer, rapper, or whatever around that, and then you guys will know who I'll have on tomorrow. I'm not going to blow it up yet. I'm just going to start doing, like, surprise guest things with you guys because I think I give you guys too much. Y'all know what to expect from me. Now I'm going to change it up a little bit just to throw you off. But anyway, I'll be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock, so tune in. And until then, you guys, stay in tune. Have a good night. I will talk to you babies tomorrow. Ciao. I'm in tune. 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 Take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 Take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let this go begin. With a pretty light skin. People name Miss P. I rep that ratchet third, TV down that other level, nothing like the mother bird. Not at all. What you ain't heard, then tune in. BlogSpotRadio.com, let's begin. Any type of job ain't gone, spark the conversation. Every show is all love, ain't no room for all that hate. I've been waiting all day to tune in about this. Find your conversation, hottest music in the mix. From the bricks to the sticks, if you got internet connection, you can dial that magic number just to represent.